Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
We need you right now, Lord. Reveal yourself. And that is the Spirit Music featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, Matima Muremi, Bongi Tamans and Taki Ndo this morning. And we are still saying to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings as we're talking about our children and commemorating the Child Protection Month. We are saying, Lord, reveal yourself, protect our children. On the line, I'm joined by Pastor Kidiboni Shabalala. Muruti, how are you?
Wow, Swongile, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Muruti, before we continue, and welcome. Before we continue today with the message that we have for today, can we just take our children before the throne of God and just place them and leave them there in the hands of our Lord God, our protector?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bring our children, O God, right into your presence, according to your promise, according to Hebrews 4:16, that we should enter with boldness in the throne room of God, where we receive help and mercy in time of need. We bring our children, O God. Father, Lord, we are asking for protection. May you protect our children, Lord, from being kidnapped. Protect our children from abuse. Protect our children, oh God, from being killed in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, I plead the blood of Jesus, because your blood speaks better things on our behalf. May your blood speak on behalf of our children. These are the leaders of tomorrow that will take South Africa to the highest place. Devil, we just want to remind you that you are under our feet. You've got no power over the children in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you love children. You pray for the children. And you also did a parable that the kingdom of God is like children. Because children are, when you rebuke them, they don't become angry for life. When you align them, they allow parents, those parents, to help them. Now we are praying for them, oh Lord, even at school. Protect them, Jesus, from every harm, from every substance abuse. Protect them, oh God, from peer pressure. We are asking this as children, oh God, to say, hear our children, Lord God, the gift that you have given us, oh God. We say, Father, we bring them back to you and we allow you, Lord God, into our children's life. Holy Spirit, we thank you and we know that you are able, Lord God, that you hear our prayers. We have said in your word in Job 59 that your hand is not too short to can reach us, and that your arm, your ear is not too deaf to can hear our prayers. Thank you for hearing us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
And amen. And family, amen. A nation that protects its children secures its own future. So this Child Protection Month, let's move beyond awareness, but into action, because every child deserves a circle of safety. You can do it in action by reporting. You can also do it in prayer. And we continue to pray for our South African children.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
That's where you at. You're on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock, right here on Just for You. And I'm joined by Pastor Kidibone Shabalala Muruti. Thank you so much for leading us in that prayer. It's very important that we do pray for our children. They are our future. Ah, kantle hamo harna future without our children.
That's true.
Yeah, and I know that the prayer was coming from your heart, especially knowing that you have been ministering to our children over the years, and you still are ministering to our children. So we are grateful for you to be with us. And today we are diving into a word that I believe will shift something in somebody's spirit, Muruti. As we are discussing, even now, trust God. Even now, trust God. You know, and I saw that, I'm like, even now, trust God. Most of the times, we trust God, and then something happens, and then we start doubting. I'm reminded of Martha. You've given us the book of John 11. So I'm thinking of Martha and Mary, who said, if you were here,
yes.
The doubt was setting in. Muruti, can you take us through today's teaching?
Yes. Good morning, my beautiful family. You know the topic, like Sbo has said, even now, trust God. I'm reminded about earlier prayer when I was praying for children to say, even now, don't trust God, don't lose hope. We are living in times and era where, you know, everything is, people do as they wish. You know, our children are exposed to drugs, they're exposed to pornography, they are exposed to liquor, everything. You know, every corner, people are smoking. We don't have any role model for our children. But all I can say is, trust God, even now. Trust God. Continue to pray. The word of God in Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to can reach us. Even his ear is not too dull to can hear our prayers. Don't lose hope. Even now, trust God. Like Sibongile was saying about Martha and Mary, they were just crying to say, Lord, if you were here, we know that our brother Lazarus would be alive. Now, you know, I'm going to read from John 11. I will start from verse 17 just to give us a scenario of what really happened, but there and there. Jesus arrived at Bethany. Then he discovered that they had buried Lazarus 4 days earlier. Bethany was less than 2 miles, about 3 kilometers from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come here to visit Martha and Mary. These Jews wanted to be kind to Martha and Mary because their brother had died. Martha heard the news that Jesus was coming. So immediately she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Verse 22, here's the verse 22. But I know that even now, God will answer you. God will do whatever you ask him. If you read from the previous one, John 10 from 38 to 42, you know, Jesus was very close to this family. And then the Martha and Mary opened their home for Jesus, and Martha would prepare food for Jesus to eat, and then Jesus would go. Hence, he was called the one you love is now ill, and now he's dead. So what would you expect? Here you are, Jesus is right there as a family friend. He always come to eat at your house, but when times or things are tough, he doesn't show up. He decides to stay for more, even though he received he was notified that Lazarus, the one who you love, is sick or is ill by his sisters. He decided to stay more days. And he was also buried. Remember, 4 days. 4 days you are stinking at this juncture. So now what would you say? You have prayed. You have fasted, you have believed God for miracles, and now because you trust God, things are not going the way you want to. What would you do? So my message is, like, let's take the story or the scenario of Lazarus and his sisters. When they were looking up to Jesus to say, we know Jesus is the way, the truth, and he is the resurrection. Now he's not showing. But when he came, they knew that even now, even though things are awkward, Jesus is capable. Mm. So even now, my family, when things, maybe children are onto drugs, the high rate of unemployment, you have maybe send your CVs, you are still waiting. Mm. There's disappointment in your life. You've been betrayed by family or friends, and you've been even rejected. But I just want to say, even now, God still can change your story. The problem is we don't trust God. Mm. We trust ourselves more than God. Mm. But we have to yield everything. Say, God, I know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able. Mm. God is faithful. So sometimes we allow our mental ascent, you know, just to dictate things for us. Let me just read another one, just the story about Daniel, Daniel chapter 3. I'll start from verse 16. It's about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were given the statue to bow down. Let me just start from 15 so that you can understand the story.
Mm-hmm.
14, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you do not give honor to my gods, and you do not worship the gold statue that I have built? Next time you hear the sound of the special music, you must obey my rule. You must bend down, and you must worship the statue that I have built. If you do not worship the statue, my servants will throw you immediately into the middle of a very hot fire. There is no God who can save you from my power. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to say anything to show you that we are not guilty. We serve a great God. If you throw us into the very hot fire, he is able to keep us safe. Yes, sir, he will keep us safe from your power. 2, verse 18, but even if he does not save us, we would not serve your gods, and will not worship the gold statue that you have built. We want you to understand that very clearly, sir.
Mm.
I'm reading from the Easy English.
Mm.
So to say, here's a predicament. Three guys who are forced to disobey their belief system, believing God, that God is the only true God.
Mm.
We cannot worship anyone, even though they were faced with threat. You know, when the king, you know, the king will issue a decree. You disobey any decree, you know that death awaits you.
Mm.
But they say, even if he does not save us, we are not going. So I'm reminded by the previous one from John 11, that even now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, because they believe God, even if he does not help us or come to our rescue, we will not bow. So we need to have that same kind of faith. When things are hot, when things are rough, you stay, trust God. Don't allow any situation to take you away from what you believe God for.
Mm.
Mark 11, when you read Mark 11, Jesus cursed a fig tree. And the next day, the fig tree was dry to its root. And Peter remembered. He said, Rabbi, look at the fig tree that you cursed. Jesus said, have faith in God.
Mm.
And Jesus further say, anyone, he says, if you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, if you believe, if you believe. Meaning during the time you pray, you receive your answer. You don't wait for after you have said amen. And verse 24 says, Jesus is saying, you will have whatever you say.
Yeah.
We speak to the mountains. Mm-hmm. We don't speak about the mountains, meaning we don't speak about our problems. We speak to our problems. We direct our problem to say, you problem, in the name of Jesus, whom I serve, who said nothing is impossible. I know he is able. I know he is just. He will come to my rescue. So sometimes we just want to pray now and want the results, you know. This micro oven faith, you put things right now, immediately, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, everything is warm. So you have to keep on believing God. Keep on praying, even though you don't see the results. You know, Lazarus was buried 4 days. 4 days, you know, 4 days is too late. But Jesus showed to say, I don't operate about days and time. Anything is possible. Hence, Martha was saying, even now. Martha and Mary were saying, even now, we know. Even now, God will do whatever you ask him. Have faith in God, family. Trust God. Do not lean on your own understanding. Trust God 100% and believe God. I have prayed and continue to say, thank you, Lord. I know that you have heard me. You have promised me that your ear is not too dull to can hear. You are not too deaf to can hear my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer and stand on what you have said, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Don't pray and say, Father, I pray for this. Next time you say, no, I'm not sure. We'll see the results. No. Things are there. Just stand and say, even now, I know that God will do whatever I ask in the name of Jesus. We have been given the name that is above all the names. We ask in the name of Jesus. If we have faith, things will change. Yeah. Don't lose hope. Don't look at what is happening around. Just fix your eyes unto God. You know, as David understood very well in Psalm 121, when he say, I lift my eyes unto the hills where my help comes from. My help comes from
the Lord.
From the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, we need to lift our eyes unto God and say, I know God is able. I know, because he has said nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. My family, even now, trust God. Even now, things can change. Just say on the word of God. Do not let this word depart from your mouth. Continue. You know, Isaiah 53 verse 1a says, whose report do
will
you
we
believe the report of the Lord when he says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Believe in God. Take the word of God as it is and just trust God. That I know people have got their own reports to say this one is impossible. When Jesus raised Lazarus, everyone was amazed. 4 days, and to show that nothing is impossible. Lazarus came out, you know, bound. Lazarus came out from the tomb. Even dead things can arise right now. Just trust God. He's able and he's just. This is my message to you, my family, to say even now, trust God. In closing, Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not human. He does not tell lies. He does not change his thoughts. If he promises to do something, it happens. He's waiting for you just to trust him as our Abba Father. Don't lose hope. Don't look at the outcome. Just stay there and say, Lord, I know my child. My child, you'll deliver my child from drugs, from Nyaupe. I know, God, you will heal me. I know, God, that I will be employed. I'm not going to look at the environment or the stats of the unemployment, because I am your child. I will never move to what I believe in. I know, Lord, because you have said in your word, I may ask in the name of Jesus, and whatever I ask, if I believe, it shall be granted to me. Yeah. Yes, yes, family. Let us, even now, trust God.
Maruti, can
when
we
things
pray?
Are expensive.
Yeah. When things are expensive.
Yes,
you know, yesterday I was saying to my mom about something that I bought, and I was like, yo. The last time I bought this, it was 45 rands, 47 rands in other stores. Today, I got it at 55 rands. And then she says, we're not going to look at prices. We're
Amen.
Just going to trust the Lord. Maruti, can we pray for somebody who is feeling like giving up and their trust is tested this morning?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are not like men, Lord God. You are not human. You does not lie. You do not lie. You don't change your mind. You are God. Father, I pray for your children, oh God. Those who have lost hope, those who are discouraged, Father, I come with them based on Hebrews 4, verse 16, that says if we come, we should come with boldness into the throne room of God, where we'll receive help and mercy in time of need. Spirit of the living God, raise hope into their lives in the name of Jesus. May your blood, Jesus, that speaks better things on our behalf, speak on their behalf, O Lord. Father, I talk like Peter this morning, who said to you, Jesus, there's nowhere we can go, because in you there is life, Lord God. In you, your words are life. Your words give us hope, O God. Father, I pray, Father, do this for your own sake, so that your name should be glorified. Come to their rescue, Lord God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. And Father, I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, knowing that my God is faithful. My God is just, to can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you may ask. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you all the praise in the name that is above all the names, the name in heaven, the name on earth, the name underground, which is the name of Jesus Christ, who's our high priest, Jesus, who's our big brother, Jesus, who really understands our situation, who really knows, because Jesus is also 100% man. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you praise. And thank you in advance for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
And amen. Maruti, thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. Thank you for ministering unto us. Thank you for the powerful words. We really need that. We really need that. And may the Lord Holy Spirit remind us of these words. And we should just keep on looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you so much for ministering unto us this morning. We love you. Have yourself a beautiful, beautiful day further.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that is Pastor Kidibone Shabalalama family. She is available on 073-474-1431. If you'd like to talk to her, she's available on that WhatsApp number, 073-474-1431. Do not lose heart. Do not give in. We keep on looking unto Jesus, even now. I don't know what you're going through. Even now, we trust God.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Even now, we will keep trusting in the Lord, and that is Everton Mlalazi Nomagunje. And before that, it was, of course, David D. I Will Trust. And we are sitting on exactly 11 minutes, just before 11, when we say hello to Germany, Yanni Felsa met Perspective. But right now, you know, family, you have heard about PCO business, or you're hearing about it for the first time. He has given illustrative Masilela, telling us more what it is all about. And don't miss out.
Most entrepreneurs give a solution to a problem, but the real challenge is in convincing others that your solution is worth supporting. The Pitch Your Business competition aims to teach the vital basics of entrepreneurship and reward your ability to pitch effectively. Registrations for the competition are open until June 1st at midnight. If you are 18 years or older, have a business concept, or a business you want to level up, then this competition is for you. Today, Dr. Leonie Greling, Senior Manager of Enterprise Development at Northwest University Vanderbijl Park, and Dr. Johan Landsberg, Manager of the Enterprise Development Center at Northwest University Vanderbijl Park, joins us in studio. They're here to provide us with some insight about the Pitch Your Business competition.
So for listeners that are hearing about Pitch Your Business for the first time, which would be surprising, right? If you're into entrepreneurship, you listen to Radio Pulpit or I Am Youth, you should by now have some idea of what Pitch Your Business is. But we're going to have Leonie just, can you explain what the Pitch Your Business is and who it's designed for?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the Pitch Your Business competition, that is an entrepreneurial development initiative that the Northwest University, together with its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IMUs, and Radio Pulpit, are collaborating on to offer to entrepreneurs. So what we are doing is the competition provides participants with a structured process to get some training, to get exposure, and also development opportunities to support the growth of their businesses and so on. The competition is now in its fourth year already, so we've gone through the hoops a little bit. And what we have found is that entrepreneurs from across South Africa and the African continent actually participates. So it's open to all African entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. That's very, very exciting. I think also understanding what the job market looks like in the African landscape. And I think that also is a good segue to the question for you, Johan. Like, why do you think it's crucial right now for us to focus on cultivating entrepreneurship, specifically within South Africa and also Africa abroad?
Yes, I think our biggest challenge is unemployment, and it is not just in South Africa. There is also unemployment in other African countries. Challenge number two is the large corporates are shedding jobs. They are not creating jobs. So that's contributing to the unemployment problem. So we see entrepreneurship as a way to empower people so that they can create jobs for themselves, but also for other people.
Yeah. So having been part of the competition myself, one of my favorite things to do when I tell people about the competition is just take them through the different phases. Like what phase one, this is what happens. Phase two, this is what happens. But of course, you guys can get a bit more technical about that. So Leonie, can you please tell us, especially the competition is going to officially be starting in June. And obviously, this is after the registration would have closed on the 1st. So starting from June all the way up to October 2026, which leads us to the finale event. Can you walk us through the different phases of the competition?
Okay, so we have a structured three-phase approach. So the first thing that we do after our participants have registered for the competition, we will share details with them for online training. So all of the training and so on happens online via videos and podcasts and so on. So the first phase is we have a look at their business concept to understand, you know, what is the potential of the this business in terms of commercial viability and so on. Participants then have to submit a business concept to us. There's an evaluation phase, and then we trim down our participants to our top 30. Then we move on to our second phase. The second phase is having a look at their business models. So in this phase, they get some business model canvas training. They then tweak their own business models. They submit a completed business model canvas to us. Again, gets evaluated. We trim that then down to our top 20. And then our final phase is where we select our finalists. And for that, we give them some business pitch training. They then have to submit a recorded video business pitch to us, which again is evaluated. And from that, we then select our top 6 finalists, who then go ahead to pitch in front of a panel of judges to determine our ultimate winner.
Don't miss out, my family. You can still enter for PTO Business. Visit our website. And yeah, who knows? You can be walking away with great and awesome prizes. Thank you, Given. And we are signing out, my family. Leaving you with the sounds of Fred Hammond, I Will Trust, as we say hello to Dumani Yani Berlsa, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you, now and forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. Do remember that after Yani Berlsa comes Luko Mgwediputi. Love you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Let Christ inspire your day. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletsi ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tsa go fapana-fapana tse di tla thusang go kwala kotswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetsa SANNET go 0-20-334-4-5-4 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.